Soon, Adam will know every part of the boy. Every plane, every crease, every shadow, every ridge. He'll tally and retally the freckles that swirl across his skin like constellations, over his chest and around his shoulders and into the shallow dimples at the base of his back. He'll know the vibrations of his voice and the lines of his palms and the steady rhythm of his sleep. Soon, but not today. Today, Adam only knows what he can see. A boy, or maybe a man, standing in the January sunshine with his collar turned up against the cold, waiting for an answer.
"Will you come?"
he asks again. He is not impatient. He smiles. Look at him. Look at how tall he is, a head higher than Adam. Look at his eyes, at how they are set asymmetrically, the left higher than the right. Or is that just the way he's tilting his head? Look at the rebellious curls at the edge of his watch cap. Look at his beautiful nose. Just look at him. An icy gust swipes Adam's face, blowing his hair into his eyes. He squints through the strands. He shivers. Why can't he ever remember his hat? Adam twists one foot inward, making pigeon toes. He presses down to feel the sidewalk beneath his sneaker. Gravity. He studies the boy's eyes, first the left, then the right, then back again. Clear eyes. Placid. Hopeful. Will you come? It's a simple question. Adam knows how this works. He's seen it in 1,000 movies, rehearsed it 1,000,000 times in his mind. A stranger stands before you. He says his line. He asks his question. Now it's your turn. Answer and your story will begin. Adam bites his lower lip, conjuring courage. A taxi scrapes around the corner, dragging its damaged muffler across the asphalt as it rolls toward Christopher Street. The clatter sends up sparks, and Adam can feel its vibration in his teeth. It's one of the old cabs, a checker, and when you see one of those, you get to make a wish. Adam makes his wish. The taxi lurches through the intersection and away. His eyes drift to a gathering of freckles at the side of the stranger's face, just there, just at the temple. Look carefully. See? A pulse. His pulse, steady and expectant and alive. Will you come? Adam will say yes. Adam is 17. Ben. The lenses of Ben's eyeglasses are smudged with pomade, and the bus windows are fogged up with everyone breathing, so he can't see much as the Greyhound lumbers through Midtown. It rolls with excruciating sluggishness, taking a half hour just to cover the final few blocks into Port Authority. Its slow pace fits the day. The ride down from Gideon should take an hour and change, but today it took a lifetime. You can't ever tell with traffic. Ben's already read cover to cover the copies of Vogue, Interview, and ID that he bought at the station on the way out. And he's listened to the beloved's Happiness CD all the way through 3 times. He'd listen to it again if his Discman's batteries hadn't died. He should have taken the train.